On this day, 31st July 1921, virulent intolerance. The annual report of the Irish Labour Party and Trades Union Congress has been issued. The officers expressed the hope that the truce from actual warfare may develop into permanent peace and freedom. The industrial effects of the political-religious upheaval engineered by the Belfast partitionists looms large in the report. We have endeavoured to assist in any way practicable to ensure the reinstatement of these expelled workers, but regret that virulent intolerance still prevails and large numbers of men and women who were driven from their employment a year ago have been compelled to subsist upon the charity of the public for 12 long months. We confess to no sign of improvement. A notable event in connection with Belfast was the action of the Executive Council of the Amalgamated Carpenters, and joiners demanded that firms from whose employment men had been driven should allow the men to return and be given protection, as had been done in 1912. Special sent for trial. Mr. John Gray, RM, presiding in Belfast Custody Court, returned for trial a young man named Thomas Harkness, Zetland Street, a member of the Special Constabulary, on a charge of shooting at William Stitt, labourer on 14th Inst. William Stitt, answering District Inspector Spears, said that on the 14th Inst. At about 10:30 p.m, he was standing with a man named Magee at the corner of Sussex Place and Joy Street. He saw the prisoner coming from May Street. The Special Constable fired a shot towards Stitt. I felt it hitting me on the left shoulder and I fell. Another child riot victim. One of the most distressing cases arising out of the disturbances in the city on Sunday, 10th July, was the admission to the Mater Infirmorum Hospital of Mrs. McGowan, Derby Street, and her 13-year-old daughter, Mary, both suffering from bullet wounds to the legs. The little girl, who was the more seriously injured of the two, died in the hospital on Saturday morning following an operation for the amputation of the shattered limb. This brings the total death roll for that particular week up to 21. The little victim bore her suffering uncomplainingly and with great courage. Constable Davy Maggle had chivalrously offered a transfusion of his blood to assist her. Eamon Phoenix editors note the British government's failure to deal with sectarian expulsions while arming the sectarian USC reinforced nationalist hostility to the Unionist state. Mary McGowan was a child victim of Belfast's Bloody Sunday. Davy Maggle from Cairncastle, an RIC boxing champion.